Now this week, the Rays' Alex Cobb made his first return to the Rays clubhouse since undergoing Tommy John surgery, and I had a chance to catch up with Alex Cobb and discussed what it meant to return.
Yeah, it is. It really hit me when I was driving up to the stadium today because, it felt like almost first day of spring training, getting to know the guys. There's a lot of guys on this team I haven't even introduced myself to yet. A few guys, Nava coming over, a couple other guys that we've picked up, and just a lot of guys I haven't seen in a long time. It was a new team when I left, so it is different, but I realize now how much even more that I miss being in the locker room and seeing the guys and just the guy atmosphere that you get to hang out with. You take advantage, you take it for granted being in it for 180 days out of the year, but it is nice to come back and see everybody.
Is it almost a help to walk back in to kind of gain that appreciation again of how much you missed?
I mean, I don't think I really needed that right at this point in my rehab. You know, I'm missing the game more than I ever have, and just watching the games on TV, it's extremely difficult not being a part of what we have going on here. And I've already have that motivation to get as good as I can get as healthy, as strong before I return next year.
You've got 3 months under your belt. Most fans don't know what that means. What can you do now from where you were after surgery?
Well, not much. it's still quite a big caution on everything we do, and I'm fully able to do all my shoulder exercises, and I'm out of a brace. My day-to-day activities aren't too limited, but the biggest thing we're doing right now is on the training aspect of things, is getting my legs stronger, getting my core stronger, trying to get my body to a new level to recover, not only get stronger, but also recover from the grueling season of baseball can do to your body. So, I feel like my baseball life is on hold right now. It's not getting beat up, and my shoulder's getting a rest. So I'm just taking this time to heal, get better, and get stronger.
Everyone takes a kind of different path to this. You went out to Arizona. Can you kind of explain why you went out there and how you think it's helping?
Yeah. So my whole life now is just revolving around rehab. I don't know anybody out there. I only go from my apartment to rehab, and I get back, and me and my fiance will do something in town, we'll get dinner or whatever, but the distractions are gone, the ups and downs of a season are gone. I don't have the schedule is extremely consistent. I'm there at 9:30 till about 2:33 every day, versus when we're here, we have to deal with the scheduling of the season. The trainers have so much on their plate here. They have guys that they have to get ready for the games, and guys that they're rehabbing season-long injuries and whatever the case may be. Now it's just me. It's a selfish stance, but I'm only focused on myself, getting better, getting stronger to get back for the team next year. But it's just really taking all the other factors out away from of what could potentially go on to a schedule throughout a baseball year, and limits it to a very five-day, very routined schedule that I know I'm going to be getting myself into.
You still expect to be back, what, next August?
Yeah, I think that would be a decent timeline, just going off of other surgeries in the past from other guys. You don't ever want to rush the surgery, and from talking to most people, you feel pretty good by the 14th, 15th month mark that you're wanting to get back. So I think it's, barring any setbacks, any unaccounted things that we might have going on, I should be back by August, hopefully.
And while you're on the West Coast for most of this, you're staying in pretty close contact with what's going on here.
Yeah, it's working out great. I'm, get done with training, and then I'm got about an hour to kill, and then I'm able to watch the 4 o'clock games out there. And then, if they're on the West Coast, I don't have to stay up late. And if they're playing an afternoon game, I'm able to watch them while I'm working out. So scheduling is awesome. I'm actually looking forward to football season too. Wake up at 10 o'clock and get some games in, and then the late games at 1.
I'm sure you're pretty proud of what the group has done to hang in with everything that's gone on.
Yeah, I mean, can't give enough appreciation to what Arch has done going down the line. Jake's been a solid number one. You know, he's been a number one throughout. Most teams would love to have a guy like that leading the rotation. And then Carnegie's been spectacular. I can't believe how much he's grown in the past year, seeing him come up from last year to the pitcher he is now. The consistent outings you get from him seemingly every time out. And then going down the line with Erasmo, just one of the best pitchers in the game also. I mean, it really is just crazy to see how well all these guys are pitching. And it definitely makes it a little bit easier knowing that I'm away from the team, but it's not hurting too bad because we have some tremendous guys filling in.
That's Alex Cobb, who expects to be back a year from now, and hopefully his rehab continues on schedule.